Singapore launches licensing regime for digital token service providers under Singapore Financial Services and Markets Act. On 30th of May 2025, the Monetary Authority of Singapore, or MAS, concluded its rulemaking process under the Singapore Financial Services and Markets Act 2022, or SGFSM Act, and published a complete binding compliance framework for digital token service providers, or DTSPs. The regime applies to all entities offering digital token custodial, exchange, transmission, or facilitation services in or into Singapore. This follows a two-stage consultation process that culminated in the issuance of the final response to feedback received from consultation paper on proposed regulatory measures for digital token service providers, dated 30th of May 2025. This final framework builds on MAS's earlier consultation, first published as the consultation paper on proposed regulatory measures for digital token service providers under the Financial Services and Markets Act 2022, on 3rd October 2024, which proposed the introduction of a licensing regime under Section 138 of the SGFSM Act, accompanied by detailed compliance obligations tailored to the nature and risks of digital token activities. After receiving substantial feedback from global industry participants, MAS has now operationalized its proposals into a suite of binding legal instruments comprising statutory notices and regulatory guidelines that will govern all DTSP operations targeting Singapore. All DTSPs are now required to be licensed under Section 138 of the FSM Act. There is no transitional exemption. Operating without a license after the effective date constitutes an offence under Section 137(6). Applicants must meet a base capital requirement of 250,000 SGD, pay an annual license fee of 10,000 SGD, and demonstrate meaningful substance in Singapore. The licensing obligation extends to both local and foreign firms, including those offering services cross-border into Singapore without a physical establishment. MAS has clarified that it will assess foreign applicants based on their group structure, financial soundness, and whether they are subject to equivalent regulatory supervision in their home jurisdictions. The Anti-Money Laundering and Countering the Financing of Terrorism, or AML and CFT, obligations for DTSPs are now formally codified in Notice FSM N27. This mandates the implementation of a comprehensive, risk-based AML and CFT program, including customer due diligence, or CDD, ongoing monitoring, staff screening, and the appointment of an AML compliance officer who must be physically based in Singapore. In parallel, Notice FSM N28 imposes a legal duty to report suspicious transactions and fraud within 5 business days of detection, with parallel filing to both MAS and the Suspicious Transaction Reporting Office, or STRO, pursuant to the corruption. Drug trafficking and other serious crimes, confiscation of benefits, ACT or CDSA and the Terrorism, Suppression of Financing, ACT or TSOFA. MAS has also proposed rules governing technology risk and cyber hygiene. Notice FSM N30 requires DTSPs to ensure the availability of critical systems, implement tested recovery plans, and notify MAS within 1 hour of any major system disruption. A root cause analysis must be submitted within 14 days. Complementing this, Notice FSM N31 prescribes mandatory cyber hygiene measures, including multi-factor authentication, patch management, and secured access to administrative accounts. MAS expects these measures to be embedded into the firm's IT governance and not merely addressed in contingency plans. Firms are now required to submit regulatory returns under Notice FSM N29, monthly operational reports, Form 1A, semi-annual financial statements, Form 1B, and annual compliance returns, Form 2, must be submitted via the MASnet system. Accuracy and timeliness are critical, with MAS empowered to take enforcement action for incomplete or delayed filings. These obligations are tightly interwoven with the broader supervisory architecture and require dedicated internal controls. DTSPs must also comply with detailed record-keeping and client transaction obligations. Notice FSM N32 obligates firms to maintain transaction logs and issue receipts in prescribed formats for every service rendered, with a mandatory retention period of 5 years. These requirements are enforceable, and any non-compliance could impair the firm's ability to respond to audits or customer disputes. Additionally, the safeguarding of digital tokens held on behalf of customers must be clearly documented and segregated from the firm's proprietary assets. Disclosures and marketing representations are governed by Notice FSM N33, which mandates that DTSPs issue conspicuous risk warnings to customers and prospective users. The licensed entity must clearly identify its regulated status and must not mislead the public into believing that unregulated affiliates within the group are MAS supervised. MAS has taken a firm stance against inaccurate public communications, particularly in light of misrepresentations commonly seen in global digital asset markets. Finally, the governance of DTSPs is anchored in the MAS Guidelines on Fit and Proper Criteria, or FSG G01. These guidelines apply to all directors, CEOs, partners, and key employees of licensed entities. The core attributes required include honesty, integrity, competence, financial soundness, and professional standing. MAS retains absolute discretion to refuse or revoke appointments where these criteria are not met, even if other licensing conditions have been satisfied. In light of this new regime, DTSPs must now conduct full-spectrum compliance readiness assessments and re-engineer internal policies to align with each notice and guideline. MAS expects firms to demonstrate not only technical compliance, but a principled approach to governance, risk, and accountability. The message is clear: compliance is not an afterthought. It is a precondition to participation in Singapore's digital finance ecosystem. Firms operating in or serving Singapore from abroad must also revisit their business models, marketing materials, and system architecture to ensure no component of the value chain breaches MAS expectations. Enforcement under the FSM Act is not hypothetical. It is an active, structured process supported by audit rights, penalty provisions, and reputational consequences. The FSM DTSP regime thus signals the start of a new era for virtual asset businesses, one grounded in regulatory clarity, operational discipline, and institutional trust. Compliance notes. 1. Licensing is the gatekeeper. No entity may operate without Section 138 authorization. Intent to apply is not a defense under Section 137(6). 2. Substance matters. MAS will not entertain shell entities or passive representatives. Local governance and decision-making capabilities are essential. 3. Audit trails are defense tools. The transaction logs and receipt records under FSM N32 are primary evidence in enforcement or litigation scenarios. 4. Technology incident reporting is a live timer. The one-hour window for critical system breach notification under FSM N30 demands real-time monitoring capability. 5. Cross-border liability. Even without local incorporation, foreign DTSPs soliciting Singapore users fall within jurisdiction. MIS will assess them as if they are domestic. 6. Marketing teams are legally exposed. Any misstatement or omission in promotional content may constitute a breach of FSM N33 and invite penalties. 7. Regulatory returns are not optional admin. Delays or misstatements can lead to license conditions, reputational harm, or public sanctioning. 8. The compliance officer is not ornamental. This role must be independent, resourced, and physically based in Singapore. No offshoring, no proxies. 9. Review, reform, repeat. Firms should conduct quarterly policy audits aligned to each FSM notice, with board oversight and documented rectification logs. Monetary Authority of Singapore publishes Clarification on Licensing Deadline for Cross-Border Digital Token Service Providers under FSMA 2022. On 6th June 2025, the Monetary Authority of Singapore, or MAS, published a media release on the scope and compliance requirements under the Singapore's Digital Token Service Provider, or DTSP, regulatory regime, under the Singapore Financial Services and Markets Act 2022, or FSMA 2022. The clarification is regarding the MAS's response to DTSP consultation feedback along with annexures released on 30th of May 2025, which cumulatively provides for licensing regime, licensing thresholds, regulatory exemptions, and enforcement timelines for DTSPs engaging in digital payment token and capital market token services in Singapore. Effective 30 June 2025, all digital token service providers that provide services exclusively to overseas customers involving either digital payment tokens or tokens representing capital market products will require a regulatory license from the Monetary Authority of Singapore. MAS has indicated it will generally not issue licenses for such cross-border models due to elevated money laundering risks and insufficient supervisory control. Entities that fail to obtain a license must cease all regulated activities by the implementation date. MAS, in its press release, confirmed that Singapore-based DTSPs currently licensed to serve local customers may continue to offer services globally, while services involving only utility or governance tokens remain outside the regulatory perimeter and unaffected by the new regime. MAS stated that DTSPs currently operating outside Singapore but serving only foreign clients will not be permitted to continue operations without a license. The authority had earlier reached out to identified firms likely to be affected, encouraging them to implement orderly wind-down procedures. This position has been consistently communicated across MAS publications since February 2022. With the licensing regime under FSMA 2022 now fully operational from 30th of June 2025, affected DTSPs must immediately assess their service models, regulatory exposure, and legal obligations under Singaporean law. United States SEC and CFTC extend Form PF compliance deadline to 1st October 2025. On 11th June 2025, the United States Securities and Exchange Commission, or US SEC, and the United States Commodity Futures Trading Commission, or US CFTC, jointly extended the compliance date for the amended Form PF, reporting requirements for all filers and large hedge fund advisors to 1st October 2025. Originally adopted on 8th of February 2024 under the United States Investment Advisors Act of 1940, the amendments were set to take effect on 12th of March 2025 and previously deferred to 12 June 2025. Form PF is a confidential reporting form required of U.S. SEC-registered investment advisors to private funds, including those dual-registered with the U.S. CFTC, as commodity pool operators or commodity trading advisors. The amendments to Form PF and the associated compliance requirements primarily target traditional financial entities, such as SEC-registered investment advisors, commodity pool operators or CPOs, and commodity trading advisors or CTAs. The amendments to Form PF are amended to correct previous errors and enhance the U.S. Financial Stability Oversight Council's ability to monitor systemic risk and strengthening the U.S. SEC's oversight capabilities and investor protection measures. The latest extension responds to industry concerns regarding insufficient time to complete system development and testing. The delay, however, also postpones the regulatory benefits of enhanced data collection, essential to monitoring systemic risk and investor protection. United States Securities and Exchange Commission makes appointments in divisions of investment management, trading and markets, accounting and public affairs, effective June-July 2025 onward. On 13th of June 2025, the U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission announced the appointment of new leadership to oversee its regulatory functions, including oversight of digital asset markets, effective June and July 2025. Brian T. Daly is appointed Director of the Division of Investment Management, effective 8th of July 2025. Mr. Daly, a former partner at Akin Gump Strauss Hauer and Feld LLP, advised investment advisors on compliance and governance. He previously held senior roles at Schulte Roth and Zabel LLP, Millennium Partners, Kepos Capital, and Raptor Capital Management. He holds a JD from Stanford Law School, where he served as associate editor of the Stanford Law Review, a BA magna cum laude from Catholic University, and an MA from the University of Hawaii's East-West Center. Jamie Selway is named director of the Division of Trading and Markets, effective 17th of June 2025. A market structure expert, Mr. Selway was a partner at Sofron Advisors and previously served as head of electronic brokerage at Investment Technology Group, chief economist at Archipelago, and managing director at Whitecap Trading, which he co-founded. He also held roles at FINRA and Goldman Sachs. Mr. Selway holds a master's in financial mathematics from the University of Chicago and a bachelor's in mathematics and European history from Washington and Lee University. Kurt Hohl is appointed chief accountant, effective 7th of July 2025. With nearly four decades of accounting expertise, Mr. Hohl returns to the SEC, where he served from 1989 to 1997, helping draft the Financial Reporting Manual. He spent 26 years at Ernst & Young, rising to Global Deputy Vice Chair, and founded Corallium Advisors. A CPA in Virginia, he holds a Bachelor of Business Studies in Accounting from James Madison University. Eric Hotmire is appointed Chief External Affairs Officer and Director of the Office of Public Affairs, effective 16th of June 2025. Mr. Hotmire is a former senior advisor to Chairman Christopher Cox, served as special assistant to the president during the George W. Bush administration. In the private sector, he has held leadership roles at Watermark Strategies, Brunswick Group, Teneo, and FGS Global. He holds a bachelor's in political science from Taylor University and began his career in broadcast journalism.